This is the Nature of Cities podcast. This is the Nature of Cities, a podcast about cities as ecosystems of people, nature, and infrastructure. We believe that better cities are built for and by people with livability, resilience, sustainability, and justice as the principal drivers of design.
New York, Madrid, Boston, Seoul, San Francisco. All five of these incomparable cities share at least one thing in common with a growing list of other urban places scattered around the globe. These are the cities that have opted to rip out the elevated highways that either circled or sliced through their downtowns, replacing concrete pylons and steel platforms with parks, boulevards, and even better access to previously off-limits waterfronts. Every tale of urban highway removal is inspiring and enlightening in its own right, with heroes and villains, victims and visionaries struggling to reclaim land and rebuke transportation planning policies from the mid-20th century. But the story of the Cheonggyecheon Highway in the ancient center of Seoul, the capital of South Korea, seems to rise above the rest, perhaps because it didn't start as a highway removal initiative for Dr. Soo Hong-no of Yonsei University, the progenitor of the project in the 1990s. But that's probably a story best told by Dr. No himself. We recently caught up with him in New York City before a lunchtime lecture at Transit Center, a four-year-old foundation and think tank focused on supporting innovative public transit solutions for cities. In this podcast, we hear from Dr. No as he recounts the transformation of the Cheonggyecheon Highway during a one-on-one interview and, later the same day, an hour-long presentation for a larger group of transit aficionados, lunching at the Transit Center offices in downtown Manhattan. Like so many good stories, this one starts with two people making polite conversation during their evening commute.
It's in 1991, I had a casual talk with Professor Lee Hee-deok. He's in the Department of History, and he talked about if he were mayor of Seoul, he wants to restore the Cheonggyecheon.
That's the Cheonggyecheon River, mind you, not the highway. A nearly 11-kilometer-long river that had been buried and then capped by the elevated four-lane highway sometime between the mid-1950s and the mid-1970s.
And he asked me whether is it possible to have a clean water flow in the Cheonggyecheon when it is restored. So I said, yes, it's technically possible.
Technically possible, sure. But in reality, it would take a good deal of research and planning to figure out how to resurrect a river that had been missing for the better part of half a century.
A few weeks later, I just reminded that talk. So I asked my student to search what the quality of the Cheonggyecheon streams these days. So I didn't get any answer from my students for a few weeks. So I asked what happened to that. They said they couldn't find that any water quality data on Cheonggyecheon. And then I forgot about it. And then what happens in 1996, I had my research leave. And I spent 1 year at the University of Ottawa in Canada. And the University of Ottawa is just located at the center of the city, just near the Rideau Canal. Okay, so I used to have a lunch at the bank of the canals. And then it just occurred to me that the Rideau Canal is a man-made canal. And it is a great amenity to the city of Ottawa.
With his lunches on the Rideau Canal in mind, Dr. No returned to Seoul and started asking colleagues for their take on the Cheonggyecheon.
After I came back in 1997, I started to ask people that I'd like to restore the Cheonggyecheon, so what do you think about it? The immediate first response of the people was, it's great, but right after, what happened to the traffic? So I said, I don't know, because that's not my area of expertise. I realized that I have to solve this transportation problems and traffic problems. Having answered to that, I have to answer to. Otherwise, the conversation didn't go further.
So Dr. No turned to a trusted traffic engineer in Seoul and posed the question, what would happen to all that downtown traffic if the Cheonggyecheon Highway were to be replaced by a flowing river?
And he is the guy who knows most about the traffic in Seoul. So I just called him, and then I introduced myself, and I'd like to restore that the Cheonggyecheon, so I have to remove that elevated highways, which has the traffic of 170,000 vehicles per day. To my surprise, a little pause, and he said, well, there won't be any problem.
There won't be any problem. It's hardly the answer anyone might expect from a traffic engineer. But a massive restoration project had just been completed on the Cheonggyecheon, and the traffic data spoke for itself.
So half of the highway was closed for 6 months for repair. So experience what the traffic situations during that period.
It turned out the traffic wasn't so bad, and motorists had either found other routes through the city or just opted to take public transportation instead. The very project aimed at restoring the highway had inadvertently proven its expendability. With the traffic problem solved, well, maybe not solved, but at least kept at bay for the moment, Dr. No plowed ahead with a research symposium in September of 2000 that looked at the initiative from every possible angle.
We have about 40 to 50 participants who have a variety of a background. There's a lot of regulations and the laws involved. So I consulted the law professors and some economics and also health and safety and the culture and heritage. They are purely interested in that Cheonggyecheon restorations because they somehow they can relate their research on data.
The symposium led to some sustained research into the economic, environmental, legal, and of course, engineering feasibility of replacing a multi-lane highway in a modern city with a bucolic babbling brook. The participants met again the following spring to compare notes, and by that time it was becoming increasingly clear that the Cheonggyecheon could technically flow again, if the residents of Seoul wanted it to.
I think the main stimulus, the impact on this becoming as an actual policies was the famous writer in Korea named the late Park Kyung-ri. She was one of the famous writer. She lives nearby my campus. So we talked about a lot of things regarding the environment and life science and that sort of things. So I told her about the Cheonggyecheon restorations. And she had nostalgia, okay, in old days before Cheonggyecheon was covered. So she was really pleased that Cheonggyecheon could be restored technically. So she got involved because she has a lot of influence on the media and the newspapers and the televisions. And so she was very instrumental to this Cheonggyecheon restorations make a public issue.
Local support grew with Park Kyung-ri's involvement. It wasn't long before the issue caught the attention of the candidates in Seoul's 2002 mayoral election.
And then we had the Seoul mayor elections 2002. So one of the candidate of Seoul mayorship, his name is Lee Myung-bak, and he got interested in Cheonggyecheon restorations. And he contacted me. He will take the Cheonggyecheon restorations, his major, the major election issue.
Lee Myung-bak went on to win the mayorship and planning for the removal of the highway began soon after. The effort invited residents of Seoul to participate in almost every part of the project.
So we suggested that this citizens' committee is doing the main important role to oversee all the planning, from the planning stages to the, all the way to the construction phases. I was in charge of the citizens' committee, which has six different teams: culture and heritage and nature and environment and construction and safety, city planning, transportation and traffic control, and consensus buildings. So we have 116 committee meetings and seminars and conference, and also more than 4,000 small and big meetings with the people.
Within 3 years, the highway was gone, and the Changgaechan River was once again flowing through the heart of the old city. According to Dr. No, the Changgaechan restoration has simultaneously increased public transit use.
We'd like to have a more public transit-oriented and pedestrian-friendly transportation policies in Seoul. Before that, the car and vehicle is first. Instead, we made public transits more convenient, and we adopted bus-only designated street and easy to transfer systems. And after the Changgaechan restorations, and with the change of this transportation policies, we're having more than 10% increase of using this public transit systems.
The emphasis on making public transportation easier and more accessible has kept the average traffic speed downtown more or less equal to what it was before the highway was removed. So while there hasn't been a negative impact on traffic, studies show that the restored river has created measurable benefits for the urban environment.
So there's some environmental survey, and the first one is the temperature, especially during the summertime, along the Changgaechan is 2 or 3 degrees Celsius lower than adjacent street. In the ecological point of view, before the restorations, less than 90 species altogether, plant, fishes, and birds, was observed. But after restorations, it's more than, it's around 900 species was observed.
The old Changgaechan River was a sort of seasonal experience for the residents of Seoul. It flowed from tip to tail during South Korea's rainy summer months, but was often reduced to a trickle during the rest of the year. This incarnation of the river relies on water pumped year-round from the nearby Han River. But in the future, Dr. No hopes to reconnect the Changgaechan with other historic streams and create a network of small sewage treatment plants that would pour clean water directly into the river at multiple points along its flow. Until then, visitors don't seem to care where the water is coming from, so long as it's there.
More than 200 million people visited Changgaechan since its opening in 2005. It became so popular, and Lee Myung-bak became a president of the Korea.
More than 15 years later, the example set by the Changgaechan River continues to inspire other cities as they search for innovative ways to make themselves more environmentally sustainable.
This is Philip Silva on The Nature of Cities.
You've been listening to This is the Nature of Cities podcast, produced by The Nature of Cities. Music by David Maddox. Copyright 2016, The Nature of Cities, all rights reserved. For more information about this or other Nature of Cities productions or publications, see thenatureofcities.com.